Evangelina Abundis and her husband, Osvaldo Cordova, have owned El Globo restaurant for the last 14 years. They started their business in 2004, when they both lost their factory jobs. It was easier to start a business than to get a different job. But what we didn't realize is that once you're inside, you have to learn everything it takes to successfully run a business. It's not just about opening one up. At the time, neither of them had any experience running a business, so they started small, out of a storefront at the 28th Street Mega Mall in Grand Rapids. 2 years ago, the family moved their restaurant to 2019 Division Avenue South to have a more flexible schedule. Abundis explains that it felt like starting all over again. One of the things we have noticed for Hispanic-owned businesses is lack of access or a difficulty in accessing economic capital, explains Guillermo Cisneros, executive director of the West Michigan Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. This was the case for El Globo Restaurant. The family used their own money and took loans from other friends to start up their business. Abundis shares she wants to grow the revenue of the restaurant by at least 20% in the next year. And part of their strategy has been to sign up for Transformando West Michigan, a program of the West Michigan Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. What we are doing at the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce is bringing resources and services and support to allow them to recognize and identify their needs and be able to implement systems. I am Michelle Jokesh-Polo, and this is Mutually Inclusive for WGVU News.
Support for Mutually Inclusive comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation.